You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
941. Man, I'm starting to be concerned we're going to run out of time before Dave can get ice water dumped on his head.
No, I just got him some moist towelettes that you can use to dry off.
Okay. Dave, maybe take the moist towelettes and just rub them on your head as like a preliminary thing before we
just
actually
kind of get used to the water. We could always do it tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Andy and I are going to do it tomorrow on Mary, so.
I really don't want to put it off. Hey, Kev, we had a great food drop today. Kev is the vice president of free food. Who do we thank?
The Lobster Chicago. They brought us lobster rolls, crab rolls, shrimp rolls. They're located at 12 East Cedar Street, just east of State and Rush Street, not too far from us. They're also in the French Market by Ogilvy. But they have a new food truck, and today they'll be located outside of NBC Towers, just east of Tribune Tower. If you
right behind us.
Yeah, just right behind us. You could follow them at Find the Lobster, and if you follow them, you could find out where the food truck's going to be every day, or follow at the Lobster Chicago. On Twitter, you can follow them on Facebook.com/findalobster. So
really, really good.
.com. Yeah,
really good. And by the way, spell it D-A-L-O-B-S-T-A, De Lobster.
De Lobster, yes, very good.
Carla Bruni's here. Every time I see a cool concept, Anna, that I think, nobody's done that.
Right. This one's super cool.
We want to talk about it. And Andrea, you pointed this.
Yeah, this is awesome. We were thinking of this for House Smarts, but we wanted to do it on your show first, of course.
Community Glue, the repair clinic. Welcome, Carla. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Nice to see you.
Too.
And where does the idea for Community Glue, the repair clinic, come from?
Well, it's a combination of things. I was doing historic preservation work at the time and environmental work and getting a little frustrated about how we were, everyone was really promoting recycling and repurposing materials was becoming really popular and cool, but nobody was repairing materials. So
so instead of throwing it out and getting a new thing and, piling up more of the junk that we have,
right,
fix it.
Fix it. Yeah. And, things like recycling are really energy intensive and repurposing is great, but sometimes you're taking a really, really complicated object and making it into something really simple and you can't do anything with it after that. So we figured this was the missing component.
Are you handy?
I'm pretty handy.
Where'd you learn that?
My dad, mostly.
So your dad was fun to work with and he encouraged you?
Yes, and sort of cheap, so he wanted to repair everything.
frugal.
Notorious.
Practical.
But hey, it led to a lot of creativity, honestly. So I was never afraid to sort of get in there and get my hands dirty.
So you guys have repaired bikes, old electronics, items like that too, but do you teach people how to do it themselves as well?
We try. It's a matter of how much people want to know. Some people are just so terrified at the idea of sort of lifting up the hood that they just don't even, it's sort of like beyond their, it's so out of their comfort zone, but they still really enjoy it and really get a kick out of it when it's repaired. But a lot of other people, we have a great, great volunteer crew, so they really walk you through things step by step, and sort of as willing as you are to participate. If you want to really do the work, great. I mean, that's our ideal. So
where do the volunteers come from? Because I picture a bunch of older guys in overhauls who just can't wait to mix it up again. But is it everybody?
It's everybody. It's kind of crazy how easy. I work on a lot of different things, and this really took off, and people just came kind of knocking on our door. I mean, some of the work I'd done, I have my friend Paul is an amazing carpenter. I've worked with him on some job sites. And, Allie, who I co-founded this with, works at the time she owned a cafe. And so she knew a lot of people in the neighborhood. So between our, all of our contacts, and just our friends, we really.
It's a way for kids to get involved, too.
Oh, my God.
In the community,
love
right?
It. Yeah. They
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, because kids love to
teenagers
fix things.
Teenagers, too.
See why things are put together the way they're put together.
Then they don't get to see it anymore, honestly. It's like they're so used to going to a big box store and buying something, it's broken. You just throw it out and, buy it again for $20 now. So it's really like a lost art in a sad way.
I'm pretty good with a soldering iron after my time at Lane Tech High School. So I might be able to come out and do some electric circuit boards
you
for you.
You can solder?
Are you kidding? I went to Lane Tech High School. We had to take electric shop. So
can
I
you
mean,
weld, too?
No welding.
Carla, can you weld?
I can weld a little bit, yeah.
So I'll come out.
Sort of going back to it. I did in college, and I'm going back, yeah. But
hold on a second. This is a morning of surprises. I found out you are a horse better.
I know way too much about horse tracks.
No.
And I find out you solder.
Yeah, I know how to solder, sure.
Dave, if I gave you $10,000 at the beginning of the show and I said, Anna DeVlanta solders and Andrea knows more about horse betting than any of us, you would have lost, yes?
Well, I would have thought that maybe Andrea knew something about horse racing.
You didn't see the soldering coming.
I didn't see the soldering coming. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just I don't know Anna that well,
so
but I just
if you need some soldering help, I'm offering myself to come.
Well,
it's a fix
will.
Up, right?
Up on that, actually.
Not a meetup. It's a fix up, right?
Yeah, we do use a soldering iron quite a bit, actually.
So Carla, could I call you a historic preservationist? Is that a fair thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is that a growing field?
It's a constantly changing field. Another thing that I do, for example, is I work in a deconstruction warehouse. And so we take in materials for, you know, from buildings that have gone, you know, that are otherwise would be demolished. So
tear
it creates
apart
a lot
and
of
keep
jobs.
The parts that
yeah,
are
it's,
good.
So it's the Evanston Rebuilding Warehouse, where basically we have a job training program where for every one person you'd have behind a bulldozer knocking down some amazing building, you can create 6 to 8 jobs.
How about that?
Bring people
and
into
you've done restoration projects in New Orleans. Were you,
right.
you were in Washington as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be there next week for our remote broadcast.
Oh, so beautiful up there. It makes me crazy. Yeah. Idaho. Projects all over the place. It's been really preservation is one of those fields where, again, it just goes into so many different areas. Like, basically, people are like, what do you do? And I'm like, I save things. I try to save things. Like, it's like
reduce, reuse,
my
recycle.
My parents have no idea what I do for a living.
But see, here's the thing, because we did some research on you, and we find out that you like to work for free. So the obvious question in 2014 is, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. I can't help myself, honestly. It's like if I feel strongly about it and it just needs to get done, you just got to get it done.
Well, there's workshops every Sunday, right. And this Sunday included, right?
Right, this Sunday, yeah. And we're at Edgewater Workbench, which is 1130 West Thorndale Avenue in Edgewater. 4 to 7 p.m.
Who's welcome?
Everybody's welcome. We have a ton of local people, but we have people that come from the suburbs even to get stuff fixed and to see what we're doing.
Can kids come?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's multi-generational. It's actually a big thing we really are excited about. We love kids. We love folks that are retired and have like an incredible skill set they're willing to share. Of course, everybody.
And should people bring an item they need to have fixed so they can work on it?
That would be great. They don't have to. They can come to help.
You've got plenty of broken crap?
We have a lot of broken crap. we really
Who
do.
Doesn't?
We're just like anything you can fit through the door, we're going to try and fix it. So
I don't know why I keep thinking of bathroom sinks.
Everything but the bathroom sink.
Right.
Yes.
The kitchen sinks.
Yes.
And we have a 3D printer as well. So if little
Ooh.
Parts are broken,
those are cool, aren't they?
Oh. So yeah, the place we do it in, Allie, who I co-founded this with, Edgewater Workbench, is... It's
have you guys seen a 3D printer work?
Yes, I have.
They're cool.
Oh, they're amazing. Awesome.
Just on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, they can, I mean, anything.
That's not a TV show, is it?
Stop.
Lamps, bikes, electronic stringed instruments, toys, clothes, jewelry. It is truly an endless list. If people want more information or just to go to the workshop, communityglueworkshop.org, yes?
Yes.
Well, you're cool. I like you. You can come back.
And you don't need a soldering iron to come, right?
Yeah.
Just bring yourself.
Community Glue, the repair clinic. You know how much money we could get to see you at OTB in a picture? And
stop it. I do not. I'm not a compulsive
gambler.
No,
but I'm telling you, a picture of Darlis betting at OTB and Devlanta soldering, those would be worth a lot of money. A lot of money. How odd would it be if she was soldering something at OTB and you walked in?
That's right, yeah.
That's the big
one. That'd
be weird. Yeah. Carla Bruni, again, it's communityglueworkshop.org. Dave.
Yes, Steve.
We're almost out of time. 9:50 on 720 WJM.